The next question is how to overcome rejection by your spouse and move on and not hang on to the hope that he will come back someday. And let me just point out that the people on YouTube may not hear my voice either, so you can quickly repeat the question, please.
I think actually they can hear it. We did a test earlier. We don't know how or why, but they can hear the questions coming from the Zoom session, and they can hear all the talking coming from it. Yeah, but again, it's, some things are just mysterious. Like we didn't really set it up, but it just happened. So, but well. How does this sound with the floor mic, first of all? It's probably not as crisp as the...
Yeah, it's good.
Is it great? Okay?
Yeah. Lots of thumbs up.
Can the live stream hear it okay? The live stream can hear it?
Yeah,
we've confirmed the YouTube live stream can hear it fine. So they did hear the question. And I actually can't answer that question because I've never been married before. I don't think Lumpur is ever married. But wait, what was the question again? Can it be read again? The spouse question?
Yes, sure. The question is how to overcome rejection by your spouse and move on, and not hang on to the hope that he would come back someday.
You might have to give me a minute. Maybe first of all, I think the person who asked the first question, if they could mute themselves again, there's still sound, I think, coming through their square. The one who asked the question about Ajahn Chah falling ill, would you be able to please mute yourself? Because we can... Oh, thank you very much. Great. Okay. Well, I could talk about rejection in general and heartbreak, rejection. You know, you've placed your hopes in something, and this is where hope and fear come together. You know, you hope that a relationship's going to work out. You hope that a friendship is going to work out, and then it doesn't. And there might be a sense of like . The person rejected us, or we rejected the other person, or the other person rejected us, and we reject them because they rejected us. And but these things are all. It's like we don't have a refuge in ourselves. I think it comes back to refuge. Like we don't actually have an internal refuge. Where it's also connected, I think, with metta practice. It's like we're always seeking that kind of heart connection with other people or situations or communities or anything. We're seeking like a heart connection, and so when we seek connection with another person, like in a relationship, then we're seeking a heart connection, and that's one type of metta. We're seeking to give somebody goodwill. We're seeking somebody else's goodwill, and so we're seeking that from somebody else because we might not have the skill to give that to ourselves yet. So because we can't have metta for ourselves, we might seek that heart connection from somebody else. So when there's if we're dealing with like rejection, then for me the antidote would be metta for oneself, goodwill for oneself, and trying to take refuge in that, because that's something which you can develop for yourself. You're developing that sense of friendliness and connection with yourself. And when you develop that, then it's not dependent on a relationship. It's not dependent on another person. Although we need other people, teachers, etc., to perhaps point that out to us. too. And so we have connections with teachers in that sense. But, you know, nobody can come with us ultimately, even if we have a perfect relationship our whole life. At death, you know, we still have to part ways. So like metta for oneself, that's like provisions for the journey that we're preparing for. That's something that's stable and secure. And we develop that sense of heart connection or that sense of warmth in ourselves. And there's a sutta that a bhikkhu comes to ask the Buddha, you know, why do some bhikkhus here disrobe and why do others stay in the robes? And the Buddha says, well, they give unwise attention to the sign of the beautiful. And the way I kind of interpret that or commentate on that is that even as like monks, if we aren't able to develop that sense of heart connection or metta for ourselves, that's probably the most common reason for leaving the monkhood, because we'll want to go and, you know, we'll have to, because we've decided we can't make that connection with ourselves, we have to go and make that connection somewhere else with someone else somehow. We're all somehow seeking this kind of heart connection. So I would say just trying to come back to making oneself a refuge. That's the Buddhist phrase, atahi atano nato. There's no other refuge other than yourself that's dependable. So just developing that, cultivating that, trying to come back to that.